Gillibrand, New York's first member of the Senate Agricultural Committee in nearly four decades, put together a letter signed by 32 other senators to cut crop insurance subsidies and hold off any food stamp cuts. The senator says she is fighting to include measures in the new $500 billion farm law that will expand access to credit for farmers through the Agriculture Credit Expansion Act and strengthen entire rural economies through the Broadband Connections for Rural Opportunities Act, legislation that connects more rural communities to the global economy with stronger internet access. Additionally, Senator Gillibrand is pushing to reauthorize the Rural Economic Area Partnership, or REAP Zone, initiative,
which gives priority access to federal funding through the USDA to support economic development projects and job creation in struggling rural communities, including three existing REAP Zones located in New York. We have Sullivan County, the town of Wawarsing, and Tioga County.
Gillibrand concedes the bill has not significantly changed from last year's version. It would slash $4.1 billion in food stamps funding over the next decade.
I think most of our provisions will be included in the bill. The likelihood of passing the dairy reforms, some of them are already included, so the likelihood of passing those are significant. The ones that I will be offering on the floor, we have to see what kind of regional support we can build. In terms of preserving the SNAP cuts, it's a battle I'm going to fight very hard on, and I'm really going to elevate it as a moral issue that people need to not only pay attention to, but be on the right side of.
Michael Hurwitz is the director of Green Market, a program of the nonprofit Grow NYC, which operates 54 farm markets throughout the five boroughs and works with 240 agricultural producers as far as 200 miles upstate from New York City.
For every dollar that's spent on food stamps in New York City, that's 84 additional cents that are going into the New York State economy. Those are going to small businesses. And every food stamp dollar also is going to a small business. So cuts to the food stamp program, who do they hurt the most? They hurt marginalized populations who need purchase support, and they hurt small businesses. So we absolutely stand with Senator Gillibrand to push that these cuts do not happen.
If the farm bill fails, there is no cut to SNAP. However, Gillibrand says that is not the outcome she is hoping for.
People need to refine agricultural policy in this country to make it stronger and better to deal with the challenges we have. For example, we have to reform the milk program for our dairy farmers. The current program is resulting in thousands of dairy farmers going out of business every year.
The Senate panel has scheduled a bill drafting session for May 14th. The Republican-run House of Representatives is expected to begin writing its version on May 15th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.